Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You can tweet the show if you'd like. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
For me, I'm at Funny Danny.
Welcome back. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. Redskins are 4-5. We've been talking a lot about the stretch run and how much softer the schedule gets from this point forward. Their end of the year is going to be the weakest portion of their schedule.
It's easier.
You got to get through the Saints this Sunday. And there's not a great chance on the road in New Orleans you're going to win that game, but we'll come back to that one. After Sunday, this thing opens wide up, Danny. You've got the Giants. That's a game that you're just going to have to find a way to win. I know it's in the division, but they're terrible. They quit the last 2 weeks, and you got to beat them. The Cowboys on the road Thursday night, you would say, oh no, Thursday night short week, except you've got a full week to recover because you're playing back-to-back Thursday night games.
Right, your short week is the Saints to the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Correct, but that's a team, if you're going to not have a lot of time to prepare, that you'd rather play than, say, New Orleans or Dallas
yeah,
on a short
picking.
Week. So then you play the Cowboys. Remember, no Ezekiel Elliott, and now no Sean Lee. Sean Lee. Who's more important to that defense than him? The answer is nobody. So those are two games you should win. The Chargers, you have a week and a half to prepare. You've got a 10-day build-up to that game. It's almost like a bye week to get more rested and refreshed and to get an extra few days to watch them play and to prep for that game. That's a 50-50 game with extra prep time. You've got to win that game. So let's say win against the Giants, win against the Cowboys, win against the Chargers, okay? The Cardinals, at home, traveling cross-country, Arizona playing for nothing at that point, without Carson Palmer.
That's Drew Stanton, not John Skelton.
John Skelton will be playing his first game since 2012. That was my favorite moment of the show in a while. Danny, that's a game you got to win.
Winnable games.
Yes. So let's say that's a win, okay? Now, they're going to drop one of these probably, but that's four.
Right.
Then you've got the Broncos at home. I'm going to make this their loss because I just don't see them running the table and winning six in a row.
Something's going to happen.
But if that's Paxton Lynch, maybe they're a little bit better. Denver's defense is very good, so that's a competitive game. But you mean to tell me you go into that game and you don't feel like at home you can beat a Denver team that has lost, I believe, six straight games now? It's at least five. Six of their last seven. Denver is bad. That's a winnable game. That's five straight that they are either going to be favored in, you could say they should win, or at worst, you know, like 55-45 chances to win those games.
Yeah, it's a good chance in all of them.
Last game, sixth game, the Giants again. This one's on the road. But let's say you're playing for your playoff lives, which they probably won't be because there's too many teams to climb over at that point. But you potentially are playing for 10-6 there against a team that could be 2-14. That's a win. So my point is, after the Saints, that's six games where the Redskins very easily could win all six. Because of my lifetime watching this team, and because nothing's easy and nothing is just as simple as rolling the football out and beating bad teams, they play down to their opponents, I'll probably say they go 4-2 in those six games. I can't see them going worse than that, though. And I think if you said they're either going to go 3-3 or 5-1, I'd say they go 5-1. But I'm chalking up a loss to the Saints because the Saints are just better than them.
Okay. So now you're 4-6.
You're 4-6. If they go 4-2 the rest of the way, they're 8-8, and I think that's the floor. If they go 5-1, they're 9-7, which I think is somewhat realistic. I really do. And if you go 9-7, finishing with a second half that started with that win over Seattle, and then you went 5-1 in your last six, I don't know how people wouldn't feel pretty good about that after losing both coordinators, or in the case of offense, losing a guy you wanted, losing two 1,000-yard receivers, dealing with all the injuries. I think if they got to 9-7 at the end of this year and had a third straight winning season, like I heard Chad yesterday, Chad Dukes versus the World 2-6 here on The Fan, he said something like, you know, the guys in the midday show were talking about the Redskins and they're content and feel good now about 8-8, 9-7 or whatever it was the comment. Well, yeah, I do feel pretty good because I think context matters. He said, you know, just like the Capitals making the playoffs every year, that's not good enough anymore for Redskins fans. Getting to 9-7 is not good enough. Since when? By the way, who picked that? If you picked them to go 9-7 at the beginning of this year, you wouldn't have done so if you knew how hard the schedule was going to be in hindsight, which we didn't, and how many injuries they'd have. And if you picked them to go 9-7, you were bullish on the team anyway, because most of the experts did not.
Yeah, I looked at the schedule and said 5-11 because I would think everyone's underestimating how hard it's going to be. And so I was right about that, but wrong about how competitive they'd be. And so, again, given the circumstances with this team and with this group, I'd go, hey, nice job, Jay Gruden. Nice job, Kirk Cousins. Nice job, a couple coordinators making a pretty good meal out of Hamburger Helper. But overall, I'm exasperated that we haven't turned a corner. I'm furious that this front office wanted to pat themselves on the back after a couple okay seasons and figured that they've arrived when you're probably the hardest work is ahead of you still. It's not good enough. What's good enough is winning a playoff game. What's good enough is having a chance to do something special instead of just the kind of, well, we're going to count on a 6-game winning streak to see if we can get in or not. They're basically all but out of the playoffs now with 10 bodies to climb over. You've got to have some kind of special run at the end of the season and get a bunch of help because Carolina's 7-3 and Seattle, who you've beaten, thankfully, is 6-3. Plus Atlanta's 5-4, Detroit's 5-4, Green Bay's 5-4, but a bunch of teams ahead of you. You're tied basically with Arizona at this point. So you want something meaningful to happen. So, of course, in general, I'm not satisfied, but given this group and this construction, when I thought they'd be 5-11, you've got to be relatively pleased. But for me, you one point you made, and I want to go back to, you said 5-1 is more likely than 3-3. And that's the only thing I would take issue with.
Okay.
I think 3-3 is more likely than
with that schedule?
Than 5-1. Yeah, even with that. Because we're talking injuries, attrition. There's only so many times you can have the, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa moment.
So let's go through yours. Let's go through yours then.
I'm saying where it's against Seattle, you've got nobody and somehow you find a way and it's amazing. Amazing doesn't happen every week.
But they're healthier now. And they could get hurt again. I mean, granted, they lost Rob Kelly, not a huge drop off to Pirine. They lost Will Compton back
Foster
up anyway.
Foster and Compton.
Yeah, absolutely. But the offensive line is getting healthier. They're getting bodies back that they didn't have a couple weeks ago. So they're 4-5. You got them losing to the Saints.
Yes, losing to the Saints. So now you're 4-6.
Giants.
I think they win against the Giants. So now they're 5-6.
Cowboys without Elliott and Sean Lee.
See, I think they lose to the Cowboys. And this is where you and I differ. It's Thursday
that'd be a bad
night.
Law.
It's prime time. Of course it would be. It's huge, but I think it'll be one of those really frustrating games where you go, I can't believe they lost without Elliott, but I don't think they're set up to be able to beat the Cowboys.
So that's at that point
5-7.
Chargers. At home, extra 3 days to prepare.
This is at LA.
It's out in Los Angeles. I shouldn't say at home. Yeah, you're right. You're in LA.
So I think this will be the one. This will be the one where they go, I can't believe we lost this game.
You just said that about the Cowboys. So they got two ones that like that.
Well, the one where, divisional game, whatever, kind of matters. But, like, they'll be frustrated that I can't believe we didn't win without Elliott. But they go, how did they lose to the Chargers? Who are, at that point, will be, 4-8 themselves.
So you have them then 5-8. Cardinals at home?
Saying they get that one.
6-8. Broncos at home?
They lose that one.
Okay. And then the Giants?
Win that one. 7-9.
So 7-9.
So I've got them 3-3 down the stretch.
So you really don't see them with this taking advantage of the week schedule.
I don't think the magical run is in them. Just it's you're basically
saying,
'cause
I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I want that known real quick.
Right.
I'm not saying magical run. I'm just saying that a pretty good team that has lost to better teams for the most part is finally going to get to play worse teams and is going to beat them, and they're going to be about what they should have been all along, which is 8-8,
yeah.
9-7.
And I think they get to that spot, that spot where they kind of settle in, where they're fine. They're good in some spots, not as good in other spots. And I can't count on everything breaking right. You know what I mean? For a team that's not capable of just throttling a bad opponent. You know what I mean? If this was a group that played like the Rams did, when you go, hey, Houston's in town, I'm going to kick the crap out of you. They beat San Francisco by 2 points when everybody was fine.
Yeah.
That to me is, they don't have the, we're just going to go beat up a team that's beneath us.
Here's what's at stake this weekend for them. We both agree, despite the exercise we just went through, that they should go 4-2 in their last six, probably, in terms of schedule and the opponents,
mm-hmm.
in terms of who they're better than, who they're not. Regardless of how they play out, they should be able to go 4-2 in those last six, right? If they beat the Saints, that would mean that even if they lose two games they shouldn't, they'd get
that's
to
9-7.
9-7 without really doing anything more than they should do. If they beat the Saints and they have a strong last six games, you're probably in the playoffs. If you beat the Saints and then finish strong. But if you beat the Saints, if you lose to the Saints and finish strong, it's probably not good enough anyway because you're just coming from too far back.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be noted again, I think I speak for the show and it sounds like for you specifically, they're not making the playoffs. We both agree.
Right.
My point is, can they finish strong enough? To me, I'd be okay with 8-8. I'd be thrilled with 9-7 based on where they are right now. Can they do that? The question we've got for you guys is, how many wins do you foresee on this schedule the rest of the way? They are 4-5, Saints, 2 games against the Giants, Cowboys, Chargers, Broncos, Cardinals. How many wins Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan.
Here is a loss. I've lost. Grant has lost. Hundreds of people have lost. In fact, so many people have lost, Grant, that EMP and Eddie Weight Loss had to open a second location. We're all losing weight. We're all healthier than we have been in some time. These guys have helped us make changes in our lives, and they will help you too. If you're kicking it around, thinking about it, should I try it? Should I not? How about a free consultation to let you know how EMP 180 Weight Loss can help you?
I love EMP 180 Weight Loss. They've helped me to lose 70 pounds. They're keeping that weight off of me with regular consultations, meeting with their nutritionists. If I go on a trip, if I'm going to a new restaurant, they coach me up on what's good, what's bad, what I should sub in with my meal. They're smart people. Let them help you. EMP180weightloss.com.
Call them. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. And schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.